Talking today with John Melrod, who's part of the Justice for Andy Lopez Coalition. They will be busily rebuilding the memorial that burned down. What is the plan for activities that will be going on today?
We'll be gathering at about 11 o'clock at the park on the corner of Moreland and West Robles. There's been contributions of building materials, and I think it's going to be a very big turnout from the community. And we'd like to invite all people who are interested in showing support. Andy's parents, Suhe and Rodrigo, will be there, and it's a great time to show them this fire hasn't deterred our spirit to win justice for Andy.
The memorial as it existed had kind of come together little by little over a longer period of time. How will it change to put it all back together at once?
I think we're going to build it on a lot firmer structure, and it'll be a lot more permanent. But I hope that we'll be able to replicate a lot of the personal. You know, people had brought Andy's favorite potato chips, Andy's favorite soda, his rosaries, all of those things, and we'll try and put as much of that back together as we can. Some of it was destroyed in the fire, and some of it we suspect may have been taken from the site because we couldn't find it in any of the ashes or the rubbish. And our fear is that this may have been an act of vandalism, although the Rincon Valley Fire Department said that it wasn't. We're not completely satisfied. But in any event, the main point is we want to create the memorial, make it a tribute to Andy and his life.
Does rebuilding it reaffirm it in some important ways, maybe even more than its creation in the first place?
Well, I think that's true. You know, I spoke to the attorney for the family, and when he informed the family that the site had burned down, they were devastated. It was like their son had been taken from them twice. This is going to be our effort to resurrect his memory and to make a very strong statement that we are not going to rest until there's justice, until there's an indictment brought against the deputy sheriff that shot him. Mothers in White, which works with the coalition, has called for every mothers, women, grandmothers to come out in white to the County's Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday at 1 o'clock to demand to know why Deputy Gelhaus has been returned to work without any sort of reprimand or any sort of punishment for what occurred.
Jonathan Melrod, thanks very much for talking with us today on The Exchange.
Thank you very much for calling.